Arkansas is adding more than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 to its cumulative total. At yesterday's press briefing, the governor suggested that yesterday's smaller than recent new numbers should be considered with an asterisk because of decreased test results on Tuesday. And at today's briefing, the governor announced the largest single-day increase of community cases during the pandemic, 1,008.
And yes, over the last 24 hours, we've accounted for the largest number of community cases that we've had since we started tracking this. And again, I'm frustrated by it, but that does include some overlap from the previous day that we're not able to get entered in time.
There are also 5 new cases in correctional facilities. Pulaski County had the most new cases, 113, with 76 new cases in Washington County, 73 in Benton, 65 in Sebastian, plus more than 40 in Crittenden and Craighead counties. The governor says there are new cases reported throughout the state.
There are numerous other counties that have in the 25 to 30 range. I won't go through all of those. That data will be available to you, but that gives you a sense of the top counties and that they're spread really throughout the state from Craighead County to Saline, Mississippi County, to Jefferson County. So it's broadly spread across the state.
Dr. Jose Romero, the state's acting Secretary of Health, says the state's cumulative positivity rate is 8%. And he says the state's approach to determining positivity rates remains the same.
That positivity rate is determined by the total number of tests that are performed on any given day, that given day X, and the number of positive tests that are reported that come from that day. So that gives us the positivity rate. That will change over time. As you understand, we are receiving specimen results from the commercial and private laboratory labs at a later date. So that will vary over time, but that has not changed in our approach to that.
There are now nearly 6,000 active community cases of COVID-19 in the state, and an additional 6 deaths were reported, bringing the state's total deaths because of the virus to 386. Hospitalizations because of COVID-19 increased by 6 during the most recent 24-hour monitoring period. During the briefing, the governor named Solomon Graves as his choice for the next Secretary of Corrections to replace the retiring Wendy Kelly. The governor says there are more than 800 active cases of the virus in correctional facilities in Arkansas, and there have been 21 inmate deaths since the pandemic began. Arkansas State Senator Jason Rayford is hospitalized because of the virus. The Republican from District 35 in central Arkansas released a statement that says he looks forward to a full recovery and that the virus is serious and can attack anyone regardless of age or general health. And the state of Oklahoma's Department of Health is reporting 3 additional deaths there, bringing that state's fatalities from COVID-19 to 477. Oklahoma is reporting 607 people currently hospitalized from the virus.